Changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings and welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we bring you people who are changing the world via social media. My name is Dr. Akina Finch, and I am here with my lovely co-host, Vanessa Canterbury. How are you, Vanessa?
I am great. How are you?
I am great, and I am so excited to introduce our guest today. She is a life coach extraordinaire. She brings the heat, and you better be ready when she sits up there and puts it to the plate. I've had the honor of listening to her speak before, and so y'all better just get ready. So without further ado, I have to introduce Tasha
Scott.
How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you, ladies, for having me.
Oh, it is my pleasure. And, you know, I have to ask you the question that everybody's dying to know. How are you changing the world via social media?
Well, I would like to say that I am using live streaming and Facebook groups to help women to connect and communicate their message, their voice. And the connection to me is powerful. So I would say I'm changing the world through social media by connection, and live streaming a Facebook group are my go-tos.
Wonderful. I mean, you know, why did you choose the Facebook group? Is it something about the connection or something about the interaction?
I chose that because my audience is women in business, and I'm the type of person where I kind of shied away from traditional networking events because it started to become the same old, here's my business card, da 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 da. And I decided to create, since it is social media, to create an online presence on the Facebook group to help women come and connect in a social setting, but still be able to build a know, like, and trust factor because I deal with a lot with women in business.
Now, why? I like that aspect, you know, because, you know, we think of Facebook as a place to come, you know, now more so to do your business. So what can you do and get from that Facebook group interaction, being women of business? Is there a certain flavor that you need to be looking for as a woman of business and how you interact in that environment?
Sure. Well, when I set the rules for the group, the name of it is Connected Women Win. And I set the rules to say, we come into this group and we're only going to promote once a week. And that's on Mondays. The rest of the time is built for interaction. You get to know another woman, reach out to her. You know, you see, I'll ask questions in there like, what did you do for self-care today? I'll ask questions. I'll even do videos in there to help engage women in faith conversations. You know, so it's not just business conversations. And why I feel like that's a game changer is because when you can develop those connection relationships, when it comes time for you to do business, whether it's to buy business or maybe looking for a collaborator or whatever, you're going to go with somebody that you've developed rapport with. Somebody that you've genuinely connected with.
Okay, Tasha, I'm loving what you're saying. Because a lot of times we would love to be able to collaborate with people, connect with the right people, but sometimes people fall short with understanding that you need to build those relationships.
Yes.
It's vital to build those relationships. And those relationships could go far outside of just being business. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
You know, and I stress that so much. You have to build one-on-one, not a whole tag the whole, you know what
yes.
I'm saying, tag in the universe, but we never had a conversation, but this is the way you want to connect. And then that's not
right.
How you do it. I'm loving what you're doing and what you're saying, because more people need to truly understand that's the way to go, because that way it comes across as being genuine. It comes across as being authentic. It comes across as being, you know what I mean? I want to know more about you. Not just I want you to be another number. I want to know more about you. Girl, you're going to get me started.
That's right. But that's right. That's right on.
So I'm loving that. I love that. Now, what's one of the tips? Because, you know, now that the relationship part is a key component of taking that next initiative to say, you know what, I extend my hand. The other person now wants to extend their hand. What are the tips and tools do you let, you know, the people, especially on social media, other ways how they can be able to say, you know what, there's another way where you could build this relationship. Let me show you how. And not tagging the world, but let me show you how.
That's right.
Can you share that? Because people need to know that, you know, you got to take that initiative, but sometimes people just don't know. So
that's
share
that. Okay. Some of the analogies that I like to compare it to is dating, okay? So since we're dealing with women, when I'm communicating to the women, I say, you know how you like to be courted. You know how you like to be treated in romance in a relationship. So in a way, your customers, your potential collaborators, referrers, it's the same thing. You can't just reach out to me when you want something. Okay, so one of the ways that I'd approach, let's say there's somebody that I admire. We'll use Dr. Fent, for example. There's somebody that I admire, and maybe I've seen her post, I've seen the radio show, all the stuff on Periscope that she's doing, and I say, she seems like somebody that I would want to get to know. And here's the thing. It's not just, let me see what I could get from her, but it's somebody that I feel like I would really want to get to know. So one of the first things I would say is I would just do a direct outreach. And I could do that by doing an inbox on Facebook to just her alone, not to the whole world, but to just her alone, and just say, hi, Dr. Finch, I saw the Periscope that you did last week or yesterday or just now and thought it was amazing. Just wanted to introduce myself to you. My name is Tasha Scott. Keep going. Whatever you're doing, it's working, period. Okay, so that's just an introduction. So she'll respond, and chances are something will come up and say, hey, would you like to schedule a Skype call or something, and let's get to know each other. So that's how we begin the relationship. I don't go to her and say, hey, Dr. Finch, I saw your Periscope. Let me tell you, oh, my gosh, I have this great product that I really feel like you would love or your audience would love. See, there's a difference in how I approach her, you know, and so what we do is once you make that initial contact, you've got to give it time to develop a relationship.
You know, that is so true, because it's all about the approach. You know, we need to be building relationships. We don't need to look like we're trying to get all the time. It needs to be a give type of situation.
That's right.
And especially if you admire a person, you don't want to come off as if you're just trying to, you know, pick their brain. No, you want to build a legitimate relationship. So you have to really think about the way that you are going to formulate those inboxes. And I promise you, I've seen many, many different types of approaches. And you'll get the knack to it as well. So now when you are with your business women and you're teaching them about the connection piece, and they've already reached out, and let's say they've made the connection, and they call you all excited, now what do you tell them to do next to make sure that they take it to the next level?
Okay. So one of the things that I say, and I take this straight from my training as a Book Yourself Solid coach, is that you should have a daily list of people that you're reaching out to. So it's not just a one person, you've reached out to them and then you waiting for this thing to blow up. No, you have to daily nurture this list. So if they're all excited, I would say, awesome. So who else did you reach out to? Or who do you need to follow up with that maybe last week or last month you made an introduction to? And then I take it a step further and I say, what can you do for them no obligation, or what can you give to them? So maybe it might be you just read a book and you want to pass on, I read this awesome book and I was thinking of you today, thought you might enjoy it, period. Or it might be there's two people now that you've met and you think these people really could do a lot together, so you make a connection, you make an introduction. So now what happens is you do certain things, or it may be a podcast or radio that you've heard and you want to share it. What you're doing is you're positioning yourself to be a person of value. You're sowing seed for your own business. And if you do this on a daily basis, can you imagine how much seed you have out there that's going to come back?
I'm loving it. I'm loving this. Okay. I'm liking you, Natasha. You're dropping some jewels that is common sense, but it's not common sense. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
we're so busy keeping up with this technology, but we're
right.
really not taking the time to do our research, not doing taking the necessary steps. We're following everybody else. You can't
That's
follow
right. That's
everybody
right.
else. You know what I mean?
No.
You have to follow people who are experts in that field so you could be
mm-hmm.
able to study them, to ask questions, and to, you know,
right.
so you could can to, you know, grow. Just like there's a
mm-hmm.
saying, if you ready and you open and to learn, the teacher will present themselves.
That's right.
So are
That's
you
right.
going to be that student to learn? And,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm loving what you're saying to be able to put yourself out there on so many different types of levels. But make sure that it's the right way, the right
That's
way.
Right. That's right.
You know,
That's right.
I'm loving this. Oh, my goodness, you got me excited. Is there something, like, do you have, like, maybe a conference, a class, or something that you do that helps people in this arena of not only just building those relationships, but able to have the necessary tools that they need in whatever it is that you're, you know, you're coaching? Because everybody's coaching experience is different. And also
mm-hmm.
at the same time, everybody who say they're a coach
right.
is not necessarily a coach. You got to make
That's
sure
right.
that you... You know what I'm saying? So the way you position yourself, it's like, I want to know more about Tasha because, hold on, she got the information. So what groups or what conferences or what events have you put together to make
mm-hmm.
What you do more, to stand out more? Because everybody is, you know, they're doing something. But how are
mm-hmm.
you standing out? What's so unique about you? Because there's a uniqueness in all of us, but some of us just don't even know it.
Right, right. I would say what makes me stand out is this whole relationship aspect. And I actually do this online and in my local community. So let's talk online first. Online, I have a group called the Women Connect Success Club. And this is geared for those women in the first 3 to 5 years of business, because I think foundation is crucial when you're trying to start a business. And a lot of women out there in the beginning stages are getting information overloaded because they're trying to do the 7 steps to this, the 5 steps to that. They're going broke trying to get all this stuff in place, and they don't even know how to attract their audience, and let alone who is their audience. So one of the things that I do with these ladies in this membership program is I teach them some of the stuff that we're talking about today, how to be visible without being salesy or sleazy. And the key is in connection. But and I talk to them about this, and I share my own 15 years of being a full-time entrepreneur, how it's worked for me building a six-figure business. Now in my second business, I share stories, but I also share people. That's another thing about connection, is I'm not afraid to share my resources. For example, Dr. Finch on here came to be one of the presenters for this group. And I share with them, if you're going to be a connected woman, you cannot be afraid you can't be afraid to do your own thing, number one, but you also can't be so isolated and disconnected from other people, other like-minded people, like for where you're going. Hope that makes sense. What I do in the local community is I do local workshops. I have my own classroom where I teach this stuff in person as well. Last year, I did a whole series on it was the Connection series, you know, and my slogan is Connected Women Win. So we talk about being connected spiritually, being connected with your health, being connected in relationships, how to network. You know, there's a fine art to networking, and it is not about just showing up and passing out business cards. You know, and I believe if you position yourself right, your clients will come chasing after you. Opportunities will come chasing after you. But you have to be in that mode of, I'm going to sow so much seed. And I heard Cheryl Wood say this, sow so much seed that you can't even keep up with the harvest.
See that? Now, see, this is perfect. This is perfect. You know, you go in the journey thinking you're going to just get enough seed to eat, sleep enough to eat. But then when the surplus comes and you don't know what to do with it, you know, you're just doing nothing but being thankful. I mean, that is so important. And that's part of the connection piece. And you can relate this to connections. You know, a lot of people go in there reaching out to just who they need to reach out to that they think can touch them. But see, the thing about a good connection is that you reach out to any and everybody you meet, because guess what? If you're going into a blind, you don't know who they know. You don't know what they do. You don't know anything. Yep. You got to treat everybody the same. You can't treat this person one way and then treat this other person another way because you don't think that they have the same value as another person. You treat them the same way because at the end of the day, it's all about the impression and how you made them feel in order for to come back to you and give you that stepping stone that you need.
And vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Don't burn the bridge just because you think that they are not going to be able to help you. They may not be able to help you now, or or y'all might not be able to collaborate now. That doesn't mean you won't be collaborating with this person 6, 7, 8 months down the line, and it be a perfect fit. Don't dismiss. And, you know, that is one thing that a lot of people do in business. They dismiss and they shoot people off. And then they have to come back later and ask that same person that they shooed off. You know, these some of the tips that you talk to your ladies about in the group? And, you know, also, you know, while you're doing all these connections, do you give them special tips? What kind of tips do you give them about the connecting?
Sure. And I take a lot of this comes straight from my Book Yourself Solid training. So what I tell them is create two lists. You want the first list is going to be called your network of 90. And then the second one is your list of 20. The network of 90, what I tell them is on this list, you can take a legal pad and write down all the names of potential clients, potential collaborators, potential referral partners, mentors. You can write down everybody that you have already met, you've made some kind of connection with. And then what you do is every day, and let's say these 90 names, every day you reach out to, let's say, 7 of them. And you can go old school and just get some index cards. You go to the Dollar Tree, get you some index cards, a little cute box to put these in. Every day you're reaching out to these people and you're pouring value. And the value can be this. You could take two of those cards and introduce them to each other. And the other one could be maybe mailing a book to them. The other one could be, hey, can we meet for coffee or smoothie or tea, whatever your thing is. The other one could be sending a podcast or a video, saw this, thinking of you. Every day you're nurturing this list, okay? So the list of 20, these are people that you've never met before but you want to meet. And you don't want to always think small, go big. You know, maybe there's somebody's book that you've been reading and you think, man, I would really love to have this person in my network. And so I'll give an example. There's a book that I read called Profit First. The author, his name is Mike McCallowitz. So when I read his book, he was on my list of 20. Never met him before. This man has been on CNN and all this stuff. But his book just really helped me a lot. So I sent him an email. I sent an email to him just saying, Mr. McCallowitz, thank you so much for writing this book. It was awesome. I felt like it was personal for me, da-da-da-da. He responded. He responded, and then the next thing you know, I was a guest on his podcast. So you never know how you reaching out to people can help help the in both ways, the Network of 90 and the List of 20, reaching out to those people. I call this the direct outreach campaign. You are sowing seed, but you're also creating opportunities for yourself and others. Maybe in your list, your Network of 90, it may not be maybe that client you thought was going to be potential. Maybe it's somebody else. Don't be afraid to refer people out to other people too. If you do this, and this is what I tell my clients, this is how I've grown my businesses. If you do this consistently, make this a part of your job, put it on your calendar. It only takes like 15, 20 minutes a day to do this. You will build such visibility for yourself, for your business. And when people start thinking about, I wonder who we can get for this or for that, guess who's going to be top of mind? The person who created the most value.
Wow. Wow. That is so important. Everything that you're saying, you just got me over here jumping. because I remember when I first started out in business, it seems lonely. It seems dark. It seems like people don't understand, you know. And so for you to be able to offer, you know, to help other people on that type of a level, it's not trying to be funny, but it's like slim to none nowadays because somebody else wants to take. And I agree. You need to be able to share. If you know that this worked for you, why are you not sharing that information with somebody else?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so I'm loving the tips that you have provided. And even when you're saying go bigger, you don't start business just to say, I'm going to say average.
That's
right. You start a business because you want to go bigger. So why are you not dreaming bigger? Why are you not going after bigger?
Mm-hmm.
Make that your reality, but be willing to do the work. So
That's right. You're right.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was going to say, so what happens is you position yourself. So y'all ask the question, what makes me unique and make me stand out? So what makes me stand out is the fact that I've solidified these relationships. I have competitors referring business to me.
There you go. You see what I'm saying? So it's like I tell people that you have to take and use some of the things that you use in corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
They go through a process. There is a process that they go through in order before they hire you. There's a background check. There's, you know, various questions that they have. They have an offering. They want to see what you have to offer. They go through a referral list. They go through all of those things. Put your HR hat on. Put it
That's
on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Take some of those things that you use. You don't need to use everything, but you were in corporate America for a reason, not just to collect a check. So you need to use what you have. Like they say, use what you have in your hands. You have this knowledge in your hands. Use it. And I'm loving that
That's
you
right.
took what you had and now you turned it into something else to make it bigger and pushing other people to go bigger. Honey, I commend you. Keep going.
Thank you.
Keep going.
Thank
I'm
you.
Loving it. And then how you took the risk of putting yourself out there to someone and just recognizing them for something that helped them. You didn't even know that this person was going to respond and then they put you in another platform to be on his platform.
Right.
It's all about
right.
taking risk. You take a risk every single day. You telling me you're not going to take a risk for yourself so you can be able to have more? Come on now.
That's right.
Okay, I'm going to stop.
No, I love it. And what happens is you eliminate the competitiveness and the competition because when you have this mindset, there is no competition. You know, I can be in the same room with another coach who's doing exactly what I'm doing, but because we both have unique perspectives, we both can shine. You know, I had an opportunity where there was another coach that moved here to Montgomery in my local community, and we did the same thing. I reached out to her. And I sent her an inbox on Facebook and said, hi, welcome to Montgomery. Is there anything I can do to help you? She thought I was crazy. But I was genuine in my approach. And a lot of people, if they could just adopt that, some people don't, they won't receive it, you know, because that's the competitive mentality. But when you operate like this, it's the law of sowing and reaping. In the word, you will have so much more that you have to give away.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes, yes. You know, it's all about what you decide you're going to do. And it's all
mm-hmm.
about your approach, and it's all about your niche. You don't
mm-hmm.
have to be a carbon copy.
That's
right. What we have niches for. And
that's right.
Everybody could be doing the same thing, but you bring something to the table that the other person didn't.
That's right.
You bring something to the table that is unique, fresh, and new. And
right.
see, and that's what people need to stop worrying about. So what if somebody else offers the same services? It's
mm-hmm.
how you, first off, present the services, and then how you execute the services.
That's right.
And that is what you need to be focusing on. You don't have to worry about the other people. And you don't have to worry
mm-hmm.
about them taking your business either. Because why? Because what is for you is for you, and it's going to come.
That's right.
You know, and all the shadiness and all the unnecessariness is going to come out in the wash. And
that's
who
right.
will be left standing? You know,
mm-hmm.
the one who stood in integrity and the one who stood
yes.
in their truth and the one who worked their niche and didn't try
that's
to
right.
take somebody else's. And, you
yeah.
know, that is so, so, that's a good nugget for us to wind down on, Tasha.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're talking to your ladies, give us that one nugget that you find most important, and then, of course, tell us where to find you.
Sure, sure. What I tell them, the most important thing is stop second-guessing who you are. That's the biggest hurdle that I see when it comes to women in business getting started is the comparison and second-guessing who you are. We all have greatness in us. The thing is, it's like you've got to go digging for treasure on the inside of you. And once you can find that, then that's priceless, you know, and that's an adventure all on its own. So that's what I would say is stop second guessing yourself. Who are you supposed to be? Because you get to choose how you want the world to see you, you know. And where people can find me, my website is TashaMScott.com. And I am also on Facebook, Periscope, and the other platforms. My handle is @CoachTashaScott.
Beautiful. And if Tasha said something to you today that resonated with you, please find this podcast on ChangingMindsOnline.com. And you can also find it on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, our YouTube channel. Vanessa, do you have any last words for the guests today?
Tasha, continue to do what you do. It's absolutely amazing and an honor to be able to hear your message and just you just dropping nuggets. I love it. I love how women could be able to come together and just say, you know what, I have a powerful message. I may not be doing the same thing that you're doing, or maybe it's something similar, but let's see how we could go further. I thank you so
yeah.
much. It was such
thank
an honor,
you.
And I look forward to getting to know more about who's Tasha.
Thank you so much for having me, ladies.
Oh, it's definitely a pleasure. Anytime that we're, in the same area is always a good thing. So
yes.
I want to thank everyone for listening tonight, and we want to continue to bring you people who are changing the world via social media. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.